You are now tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Want to know more about the channel? Find us online at cjsf.ca.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Open Mic. My name is Varian, and if you're familiar, I'm sorry, if you're unfamiliar, this is just a bit of a variety show, this Open Mic, where for the next hour I'll be playing you a pretty diverse selection of music today, especially today of the music I've picked. I kind of thumbed through the archive, and I've got anything, anywhere from punk, some hardcore stuff, to some, like, bossa nova jazz. So it's a real variety show today in terms of music. And, you know, I'm just going to talk about things about me, and hopefully you guys find some interest in some of the stories I tell. But on the outset of our program today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. Man, what's going on with you guys? I've spent the last month really getting my fitness up, you know. I'm a big skateboarder, but sometimes that's, like, not enough exercise. So in the past, like, 3 years, I've, like, picked up rock climbing, as does every other geography major, probably in the Pacific Northwest. But nonetheless, it's a really fun sport. I've been really getting into it. There's something very rewarding about, like, that I find a lot of parallels with skateboarding. It's kind of a similar to the effect of you kind of, like, do it or you don't, you know. It's gratifications really, like, you know, grind until you can finally do it the same way you do with landing a trick or learning something like that. So very much appeals to me. And I was fortunate enough to kind of strike a deal with a friend. I had a friend who went to Thailand for the month, so they have, like, a student pass, and they like cut off, like, a month of their pass for me. So I got, like, a really cheap 1 month pass, and I climbed so much this past month, really, like, trying to get those reps in and trying to get, like, as comfortable with, like, you know, all the climbing techniques and feeling that, because I really can't afford to go to the Hive so often. For those unfamiliar, the Hive is, like, the sort of climbing, I want to say it's a chain, but, like, you know, the climbing gym, or I should say plural, gyms in Vancouver are the grand majority of the Hive. Even, like, here at SFU, I don't know if it actually ever happened, but I heard that, like, they're talking down tearing down the climbing wall. So those spaces are definitely, like, you know, far and few between. It's really only the Hive. Anytime I want to go indoor climbing with somebody, it's the Hive, you know. I was just chatting with somebody who's one of my roommate's friends who's visiting from Toronto, talking about how it's, like, infinitely cheaper to climb at a gym in Toronto. I mean, for a month past, he said that he only paid $100. I was fortunate enough to only have to pay, like, $140, because I'm getting, like, a student discount on top of, like, it being, whatchamacallit, it's a pass that's, like, somewhat subsidized by, like, buying 4 months at a time. But otherwise, if I bought, like, a single month pass, it would have been, like, probably nearly $200. And so I've been trying to find alternatives. And, I mean, the main reason why you climb in the gym anyway is to go climb outside, you know? And so, I mean, that should be, well, at least for me, I think people can climb for different reasons, right? But I definitely, like, so this is, again, drawing the parallels between street skateboarding and climbing, but there's something to interacting with your environment, I think, that really draws me to these two sports. It's to, like, look at a rock or look at a spot and figure out how you could, like, you know, ascend it creatively, or, like, jump onto some rail or something. Those are always things, like, that interaction is something that's always very, you know, appealing to me. And so, I've never actually been climbing outdoors before, but thanks to this, like, it's like a, I guess you call them a non-profit, but there's just, like, a, a, there's a, you know, there's a couple of guys on Commercial Drive that run like this, you know, non-for-profit, you know, all access climbing thing that allows people who, you know, can't afford to go climb the Hive and, you know, don't really have the resources to go climb outside, gives them like a free way to climb. So I've talked to this, you know, I've mentioned this in the past. The organization's called Balancing Acts. And I've been going to some of their board meetings once in a while, every so once in a while, just to go climb their little, they've got like a little tiny wall that people take turns and climb in. But today they're taking a big field trip out to Cypress Falls to go climb some boulders. So I've never climbed outside before. I'm kind of under the impression that I'm going to be humbled really, really hard because I've only ever climbed in the gym. And I think it'll be much harder outside. Nonetheless, I'm up for the challenge. Today's workshop is like an intermediates workshop, and it's a little bit above my skill level. I mean, the Hive, funny enough, like, so there's like a standardized kind of system to, like rating climbs. And it's like, I couldn't really get into the nitty gritty, but I know that, the Hive uses like a 1 through 6 star system. So I'm climbing at a 3 out of 6 stars level, which is like a V3, maybe even a V4. And today's boulders problems, because this is like an intermediate workshop, is looking to be like anywhere from V4 till V8. So I'm fully prepared to like not really be able to climb anything, but like I'll try the first move and, you know, I'll give it a good old college try, you know? So super excited for that. We're going to go out. It seems like good weather to do so. Go out and just, like, try to, like, scramble up some boulders, I guess, you know? I'm going to go with my friends and maybe meet some people, but, yeah, I'm pretty excited for that. So that's what my evening looks like today. Making use of the good weather, but let's get on to some music here, which you guys all came here for, not to hear me yap. For my first track today, it's a CanCon song. It's a Spanish CanCon song. Can't read the font here. By a band called Desgracidos. I'm butchering that. Here's Ignorante on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll be right back.
can't speak, I sink. Little deeper with every drink, I try to sleep. I shut my eyes, like a leaky faucet, fear floods the room. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. That last track was Super High Five Weekend Warrior here on CSF 90.1 FM. I like that song a lot. I also am kind of into Super High Five. I saw them in a skate video once. I feel like that's like where 90% of my music comes from anyway. And I really like their music a lot, so you guys should go check them out. They got a bit of a limited discography on Spotify. I think maybe the band's probably not together anymore. So nonetheless, great music. It's convocation season on SFU right now. Everybody's here. I mean, I've even ran into some of my old classmates up here on SFU, like going to their friends or, you know, their ex-classmates, like convocation, you know? And it's a little fun, you know, like I feel a little mixed about it. You know, I feel like I'm coming to the end of my degree too. I'm only doing undergrad, but it's also taking forever to graduate. By the time I graduate, it's probably taking me about like 6 years to finish this undergrad. It really took my time, and you know, for better or for worse, but it feels good to, like, you know, I think there was I wasn't gonna make it, you know, school's really hard for me, like it's definitely like enjoy the learning, but definitely like don't enjoy the school part. And so there's definitely like a point now where I'm like, okay, it's kind of getting in the bag. Like I really only have 2 semesters left now, because I just took like a Geographies of Wine class this semester, which was like an excellent course, but it just ended today. Like I just presented my final project for that class, and so now it's like my summer is like, it's like open, like I can just be a degenerate all summer. But I'm watching all these guys, like all these people, like, you know, in their gowns, and everyone's happy and taking photos, and it's like, yeah, like, you know, I'm excited for that. You know, it's gonna be in a year's time from now, but I think that my position on the grad has kind of changed, on convocation has changed a little bit. I feel like I was very much like I wasn't gonna go or something, you know, I was being really emo about it, but I don't know. Now that I know some people that are graduating, and like I've kind of established my friend group a little bit more here, it feels, you know, like many things, but like most. I mean, I was talking to an old friend last Tuesday about, you know, how much he kind of misses it here. You know, similarly, like this past week, it wasn't her grad, but I attended my friend Regine's final like gala, like showcase of her jewelry, which was really, really cool. Shout out to Regine. Like Regine has such a good story of, like, you know, realizing that school wasn't for her and like going in and like learning to make jewelry because that's what she really liked, and she's doing really well at it. Super, super cool exhibit where the kind of main centerpiece was like she made a wearable, I don't know how you describe it. She essentially made an imprint of her nose and made it like a wearable thing. So it's like an ornament that kind of sits and covers, you know, rests on the bridge of your nose. Like it's a real like covering of her nose. You know, I don't quite. She didn't really explain all the, you know, maybe some of the artistic considerations or whatnot. But I really enjoyed her stuff. It was really, really cool. And also kind of like, I always find it kind of amicable, I find it very admirable when people are able to, like, show off their art and, you know, hone in on that, you know, creative muscle in themselves, you know. Definitely, like, super proud of that, and definitely feel like I could be doing more to be doing that, you know. I definitely feel like I get stuck in the amount of hobbies I have sometimes, you know. It's like, if it's sunny, like, I want to go skate, and, like, if it's not sunny, I'm on my computer playing video games, you know, but, I mean, I don't know, it's like, even, like, when I went to Victoria, like, I went to, somebody's, like, you know, art show. I the difference is that, like, Vancouver's probably, like, a little bigger. I don't, like, know, like, all the happenings arts and culture wise in Vancouver, but, you know, I had some friends in Victoria who kind of knew somebody, and, you know, these like three, like, you know, guys like my age, like, put on this whole event. It was really cool. Like, somebody was like there showing off their like newest movie, and, you know, somebody was there like selling their wares, like they were selling their like jewelry and selling, you know, someone's like made a bunch of like really big oil paintings, and you know, it's like, man, like I really want to be able to do that and engage with that creative muscle a lot, but I definitely find it hard, you know, to make time for that a little bit, because, and I was just talking about this last night with a friend, but it's like, sometimes those competitive video games are like really, really addictive. Like I definitely get like caught in the loop of like trying to improve on an arbitrary game, you know? It's, I find it very, you know, no matter the result, I think I find it very inspiring to see people like trying to make art and trying to exercise their creative muscles and like trying to get out there, because, you know, I definitely know what it feels like to like want to pursue things, but like not being able to, like, I don't even know, it's a matter of like make time for them, but find time to do these things, and, you know, to feel bored and, you know, not just default to like scrolling your phone, you know, and whatnot, you know. So this next month will kind of be about that, I think. That's like, this is me walking you, this rambling is getting to the point of me kind of like honing on the summer, because this class just ended and I'm feeling like, you know, I really got to do something in my summer. And plus, like, you know, my roommate's moving out. My roommate, who I've lived with for like 4 years, very sad, but he's moving to Victoria. He's moving to Toronto to go pursue his master's. So my girlfriend Ava's going to move in. And I'm pretty excited for that. I feel like that's going to like set up my summer really, really nice, especially since like now one room is going to be turned into like a bit of a workspace, and I'm going to have space to put like a sewing machine and, you know, maybe like get back into that stuff, or like get back into crocheting, or, you know, digital art stuff as well. You know, all these things I've aspired to do for so long, like I'm hoping I can do with my girlfriend. Also, like, you know, I think that she's like definitely like more of an art person than I am, and definitely like more in tune with, you know, exercising creative muscles, you know. And so this summer I think will be about challenging myself to like start a project, you know. I feel like I have this funny notion that I've kind of been uttering all my life of, and, you know, I think this is maybe centered in a bit of ADHD as well, but I've always said that like there's never been a project or like a thing that I've done that I've been like super proud of, you know. And I think it varies to a degree. Like, you know, I think I've done good work. But very few times in my life have I, like, done something that is, like, very and wholly mine and, you know, been very proud of it. Maybe aside from radio. I think radio is, in a way, also for me, a creative exercise. But also, you know, I think the stakes are lower, and also I feel so comfortable in the radio seat right now, like, rambling about my life that, like, you know, it's not the most difficult thing for me nowadays, you know. It's, you know, I'm here to create more so, like, an atmosphere for on the airwaves for a bit, and, you know, that's not necessarily, like, me, like, sitting down and, you know, putting something up as a goal, but, you know, I don't know. I really hope I can do some good things this summer, especially since this is like the last sort of summer that I have, you know, between classes, where I feel like I can take the summer off and just kind of, you know, chill out and, like, you know, kind of live my life. But yeah, I'm hoping to make some good progress on the goals, and I hope you guys all have some good summer plans and some good, you know, ideas for your summer, because, you know, that's what it's for. I feel like summers in Vancouver just feel so good, and I feel like they make me feel like they make me feel the most inspired to get off my butt a little bit. So I hope you guys do too. I'm gonna play some more music here. There was a new Peggy Goo album just recently. Haven't listened to a ton of it yet, but here's a song off that. It's in Korean, but it's Sulsi Peggy Goo. Of her album, I Hear You, here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Enjoy.